Is incomplete and I made you look small. I've been staring at my problems for way too long.
John 4:23 through 24 says, but the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. I'm Jake Walker, joining you here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, filling in for Meg today. Thank you so much for being here. Remembering 9/11, of course, today, and the assassination of Charlie Kirk yesterday. It's times like these where you wake up and you just feel like the world is a little different, and you feel a little differently. And these are times when I really cling to my faith. I don't cling to it. I hang from it like a bar at the gym when I'm just done. I just hang from it. And these are days when we really need to do that. And the reason why I'm reading that Bible verse, it totally sets us up for this part of the show. We are talking about the Fall Worship Festival. This is going to be happening in Museum Plaza, 120 Church Street in downtown Pensacola. And in the studio today, I've got Kay from Fall Worship Festival. Welcome to the studio, Kay. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you for having me.
All right. So the worship experience, this has been going on for a while. How many years has this been happening?
So this will be year 3 that we've been hosting this event.
Okay. And this is going to be Saturday, November 1st. What time?
12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
All right. Mm-hmm. Saturday, 12 to 4. That's the perfect time. It's going to be beautiful. I'm sure the temperatures hopefully will be in that fall mode. Everybody will be feeling fall that day, I'm sure.
Yes. Every year the weather has been absolutely perfect.
Awesome. So, of course, you know, if you go to experienceworship.org, that's experienceworship.org, you can find out all about this event and the people behind it. And I love this website. It's very simple, to the point. You know, of course, you know, they got to have some cookies on there, so just get past that. But once you get past that, it's an amazing website. Go to experienceworship.org for more information. Saturday, November 1st, 12 to 4, a free family community event. Tell us about this event. What are you bringing to the community with this event? What is the message here?
So the message is to unite churches, people, all faiths, one place to be able to worship God together. God is love, and we want to give back to the community by hosting this free event. And they can expect live performances. They can expect to have vendors and lots of free activities. We do a lot of giveaways. It's just a beautiful event and time to be together.
And like we were talking about on the break, this is really non-denominational.
Yes.
It's just bringing everybody together to worship. John 4:23-24 I was reading before, that's the scripture listed right on your website.
Yes.
And I had to go to it immediately to get it back in my mind, because I knew it was with the Samaritan woman. I was like, I know it's in that realm, but I couldn't remember exactly what. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, you're just talking about how there is no specific place or time. There's no specific group of people or specific situation where you should worship or should not. It should just be, you know, worshiping the Lord at all times. And there's no temple, there's no mountain, there's no location, except for 120 Church Street on November 1st. There will be a location there, but this is just a time for everybody to unite and celebrate family, celebrate just our lives here. Because, you know, I woke up this morning feeling, somber, but all at the same time feeling very thankful that we live in this area.
One of our favorite sayings, it's even on the back of our T-shirts, is that worship is a lifestyle. Mm. And a lot of people do think that you have to go to church, but no. Well, yes, going to church is great. That's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. But God is us. He's in us. So wherever we go, God should be showing up. So I love the ability to be able to take this outside of the four walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then just being in nature, I think it just makes you feel more at one with God anyway.
Right. Especially November 1st.
Yeah.
Because I've got my pumpkin coffee on me this morning. I'm feeling the fall, feeling that little bit of temperature change. I love it. So this is going to be a free event. There's going to be live music, food, fellowship, fun for all ages. One thing I've noticed around here in this area since I moved here is there's a lot of pop-up churches. You know, people will just go out on the beach one morning and just set up church. And a lot of it is, it's just the simple message of just follow him. That's it. Like, you know, all you have to do in life, you know, and this is my, you know, true belief that, you know, Jesus came to pay the price, you know, to be the sacrifice so that we didn't have to be.
Absolutely.
And the only thing we got to do, all we got to do is just repent and follow him. That's it. And, you know, outside of denominations, outside of, you know, any ideology, it really just comes down to that. And that's what I love about the worship experience. Go to experienceworship.org for more information. We're talking about November 1st, 12 to 4. Free event. Bring the family. Bring the kids. There's going to be music. It's all going to be family friendly. So, and you said this was the third year. What is your involvement? What is your role here?
So I'm on the board. And part of my role is a social media. I actually got to design the website. So that's kind of cool.
Great. I love the website.
Yeah, thank you. And then just going out in the community and making sure everybody knows about it. So we want, I mean, the park, it's huge. So we can fit thousands in the park. Though a lot of people have put it on their calendars and they come every year, but to see the organic flow come through the park of just tourists hanging out, because downtown is beautiful at that time of the year. We've had so many people just, oh, I heard Jesus music and I walked over.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully somebody will walk by and they'll just be on vacation, not, you know, not really thinking about it, minding their own business. Yeah. And all of a sudden they're like, well, what's up with this Jesus fella? What's going on with him? And then their life changes. You
Absolutely.
Never know.
Absolutely. We even have a prayer tent in the very back of the park. So, and it's open to anyone that wants to get prayer. The people that work the prayer tent are vetted. You know, these are amazing people of God. And the testimonies that we've gotten from people that went into the tent are amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. We even had a couple from, I believe they were from Ohio, on vacation, heard the music, they come over. The wife was like, you know, we really need prayer about this one particular issue. Convinced the husband to go back there. The word that they received was the exact same word they received at home. Like, they got the confirmation that they were looking for.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was definitely straight from the Father there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just know. It's like, oh, that was a God wink. That was him saying, hey, listen to me. 437-1620. If you have any questions about the event, if you want to ask Kay a question, we've got her in the studio until 11 o'clock. Definitely reach out. And if you don't have anything to do on November 1st, even if you do, see if you can reschedule, because from 12 to 4, this is going to be just an amazing event. The Worship Experience is a local nonprofit. This is the third year that we're going to be having this. You know, the music's going to be good. You know, the food's going to be good. The temperature is going to be great. Go to experienceworship.org today for more information. This is going to be happening in downtown Pensacola, right in Museum Plaza. Kay, what's your favorite part of all this? We talked about the prayer tent and just seeing the people come through, but what's your favorite part?
I would say the atmosphere that we're able to set. It's just one of love and peace, and I think it's just so needed in our world and in our community. So to be able to create that space, it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And of course, today we're talking about differing ideas, differing opinions, and how to deal with that and how to get along. And this event, it's almost like this, I'll go ahead and say it, this was meant to happen today, because this is the perfect solution, I think, to what we're facing in our community and in our world right now. Is we just all have to come together with that one common purpose, that one common idea. And if we can all just get to that one, everything else doesn't matter,
right?
You know? And like you said, just the atmosphere. I love when I'm in a group of mixed religions, mixed race, mixed backgrounds, and we're all, you know, it's usually at a concert because I'm a musician. So I'm usually standing next to people that I know probably don't feel the same way I do about anything, really. But we're all coming together and we're all having fun, and there's just a certain ease, there's a certain lift off of your shoulders when you're around a situation like that. And I feel that at church all the time, but it's different when you get into the community like this and you have people from all walks of life, all ages, all coming together just to worship. And that's a beautiful thing. 437-1620, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Kay in the studio. We are talking about the Worship Experience. It's a free event. It's going to be happening on November 1st, 12 to 4 in Museum Plaza. Go to experienceworship.org for more information. I'm Jake Walker. I'm going to get to a commercial, pay some bills here, and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Down, set, hut. We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the Vitas Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be getting together on Saturday, November 1st from 12 to 4 right down here in Museum Plaza, 120 Church Street, downtown Pensacola for the Fall Worship Festival. Everybody loved the fall festivals when we were kids, right? You go to school and they'd have like candy apples and Rice Krispie treats and little, you know, those weird candies wrapped in the orange and black paper and you ate it and it was kind of like peanut butter, but not, but sort of, I don't know, I had cinnamon on it. I don't even know what those things were. But we're going to have a fall festival, and it's all about worship. It's all about family and our community. So come on out to Museum Plaza on November 1st. I've got Kay in the studio from the Worship Experience. Go to experienceworship.org for more information. It's a great website. Somebody really smart and thoughtful put this website together, but go right there and check it out. There's also a give link there. We're going to talk about that now. The Worship Experience is a local nonprofit organization, and you guys need all the help you can get, right?
That is correct.
Right. So you can go right to that website and click give. Are there any other ways to give besides monetarily? What can people do? Can people maybe, for these events, can they volunteer?
Yes, we are looking for at least 20 volunteers for the day of.
All right.
Yes. You get a free t-shirt, you get some free food, get to come hang out. And then I definitely have to shout out our title sponsor, Faith Health Network with Baptist Hospital for all that they have done the last couple years. So
yes, thank you so much for that sponsorship.
Thank you.
And for people coming, I've got some texts in here about this event. If you have any questions, let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Earl wanted to know, can I reserve some seats in advance?
So if you let me know you're coming, we will make it happen for you.
Okay, how can they do that? What's do they call or give an email?
So they can call, or the email address is info@experienceworship.org, and it is also on the contact page of the website. There's a place there that they can just drop us a line.
All right. Somebody also texted in, can I bring my pets? We've had people interested in lawn chairs and things like that. So what's the scoop? What can people bring? What can't they bring?
Sure. So you can bring your pets. We just ask that you keep them on a leash, right. Of course. Lawn chairs are strongly encouraged.
Okay.
Yes. We will have a tent available for a VIP area. So for $50, you get two passes to the VIP area, and that includes free food and drinks.
And then you're going to have a lot of vendors on site, a lot of food trucks,
we
right?
Will.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the last couple years, we've had at least 4 different people. We've got an icy place. We've got Jamaican food.
Nice.
I know last year Chick-fil-A was there, which was a huge hit.
Well, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to experienceworship.org for more information. This is going to be November 1st, 12 to 4. This is going to be such a great event. There's going to be music there. I'm interested in the music part. I always like a good show, man. I love a good concert. So that's going to be good. And it's going to be family friendly. That's the thing. It's like sometimes when you take your kids out somewhere, you don't know, you know, like when my wife tells the story of when her mom went to go see the Full Monty in New York and took her in. And I don't know why they let her in, because the last scene of the play is very bad. So yeah, so it's like you never know what you're going to get. You know, you think, oh, this is great, and at the very end you're like, whoa, I don't want my kid to see that. This is not going to be this way. This is going to be such a good family community event. This is bringing together people of all denominations. You know, whatever church you go to, whatever groups you're a part of, go ahead and just come on out and experience this. This is going to be fellowship like you've never seen, fun for all ages.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. what you said about different churches. So mm-hmm. if there's a person who's interested, we have, I think, 2 spots available. If you have a praise team and you want to perform, you're welcome to contact us, and we'll talk to you about that too.
Very nice. Very nice. Very cool. Experienceworship.org is the website. I got Kay in the studio. Let us know if you have any questions. We got about 6 minutes left of talk time or so. So go ahead and get those questions in. Rain or shine? Somebody wants to know if it's raining. Are you guys going to keep it going, or is it?
As long as it's not lightning.
Okay.
But we always pray for good weather, and every year it's been beautiful. So I expect it to be beautiful on November the 1st as
Definitely.
Well.
Definitely. We will go ahead and say a little prayer for that one. You mentioned the prayer tent, and as soon as you said that, I just pictured like, somebody going into the tent for, you know, like if they have a cramp or something during a football game, they're like, I'll take them back to the tent. And that's kind of what we need in our spiritual life sometimes. It's like we need an injury tent. We feel like we've been injured. And for somebody that has ever experienced prayer working and seeing it in real time, they know that prayer works.
Yes.
So that prayer tent will be set up. You're going to have food vendors. You're going to have all kinds of people. But it is really important. I'm glad that you guys are offering that prayer support there, because sometimes people just need somebody to pray over them.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get to another quick break. I hate to take breaks during these during these segments, because there's so much to talk about. But if you have any questions, let us know. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the ruling from the First District Court of Appeals yesterday that Stan McDaniels did not violate the Constitution in open carrying a firearm here in Pensacola, making it legal now to open carry in at least the First District and perhaps the entire state of Florida, since the Attorney General is not intending to appeal this ruling. Of course, we also talked extensively about Charlie Kirk and that horrific incident. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
That song always made me so happy when I was a kid. When I heard him whistling, I was like, yeah, I love that. A little Bobby McFerrin for you this morning. Pensacola's expert panel pep talk. My name is Jake Walker, filling in for Meg today. Meg, I hope you get back tomorrow and alleviate me of my duties, because I can't remember what any of these buttons do. All right, so in the studio, I've got Kay. She is from the Worship Experience. It's a local nonprofit here in Pensacola. They're throwing an event on November 1st, Saturday, 12 to 4. It's a free family community event. They're going to have all kinds of stuff. Go to experienceworship.org. Kay, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us about this. It's the third year that you guys have been doing this. It's uniting churches, communities, all kinds of outreach groups. Anybody can come to this. Tell us one more time where they can go to give and maybe even possibly volunteer to be a part of the event.
Sure. So our website is experienceworship.org. You can just click the contact page, fill it out, or email us directly at info@experienceworship.org. If you want to give to the organization in any capacity, there's a give button as well. All gifts are tax deductible.
Oh, that's right. Yep. And if you want VIP tickets, you can get two passes for $50.
$50. You get access to the VIP tent, free food and drinks, and a dedicated space.
All right. And some of the vendors, you said you've got an icy truck. What was that?
We do. Yeah. So Real Nice Ice. This will be their third year coming back. Nice. Good vibes. Jamaican food. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So, yes.
They have a brick and mortar place, right? The Good Vibes? I've passed it.
They have a few, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, great. That's going to be awesome. Go down there and get you some good grub. Support a great cause. If you can give, go to that website, experienceworship.org, and hit that give link. And if you're out there today and you've been hearing about this Jesus guy and you're wondering what's going on, you have friends that go to church and they just seem different, and you want to know what's up with that and you want to get in on that, this might be the perfect time. Start right now. Go to that website and you can accept Jesus right there. And we will accept your donations. Definitely let us know. Be there on November 1st. Kay, thank you so much. Experienceworship.org is the website. Anything else you want to leave the people with?
Well, it's a lot easier to bring somebody to a festival maybe than to maybe invite them to church.
Okay, good point.
So this is a great way to get somebody there.
That is a great point. Excellent. Kay, thank you so much. I am Jake Walker. Get down there on Saturday, November 1st, 12 to 4, experienceworship.org. Thank you.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.